McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you again tonight. All those listening around the nation and around the world, welcome tonight to the Officer Jack McLam program. And we're coming to you once again from the high mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. So good to be back with you tonight, folks. And I was really awakened this morning. I was on Barbara Jean's show on Republic Broadcasting Network for an hour, and she had Reverend Ted Pike on with us, our dear brother, and he just did an excellent, outstanding job explaining the Senate Bill 909, the hate crimes legislation for protecting pedophiles and other deviants in society. And so I asked him if he'd be on with us tonight to go over some of the things he did on Barbara Jean's show today. And he said yes. So Reverend Ted Pike's on with us right now, and I'm happy to have him here, because one of the most serious things happening in our country today, folks, is the ending of free speech in America, which they're working on day and night at our elected things up there in the Congress and the Senate. And I want Reverend Ted Pike to explain it to you and why it's so serious, you know, that if we don't have free speech in America, we don't have freedom, folks. And this hate crimes bill is the beginning of the ending of free speech. So let's go right now to our dear brother, Reverend Ted Pike. Reverend Ted Pike, God is using you in a great way, a mighty way, to help all of us understand our obligations under Psalms 94:16, where he said that we should rise up against the evildoers and stand up against the workers of iniquity. And brother, you fit that bill 100%. So thank you for being with us tonight, Reverend Ted Pike.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Jack. Yes, I think most of our listeners by this time are aware that the big federal hate crimes bill, the bill H.R. 1913, passed the House of Representatives about 2 weeks ago by a huge majority, 249-175. And the day before it passed, it was also put into the Senate judiciary by a dying Senator Kennedy. It's kind of like a rattlesnake. Dying rattlesnake is good for one last strike. Well, he put in his federal hate crimes bill, which is S-909, in the judiciary, and that's where it is right now. Now, I was astonished at how fast they ran through the federal hate bill in the House of Representatives, just literally over the weekend, going from the House Judiciary markup hearing on Thursday to Monday morning. They were pushing it through for a vote. And I was afraid they were going to do the same thing in the Senate. They were going to put it in and run it right through. You see, the Democrats totally dominate the judiciaries in both the House and the Senate now.
Right.
What it takes is really a vote, because both of these, in both of the branches of Congress, all they have to do is vote it to move it forward, because this bill has passed the Senate and the House in the previous Congress. And so I was afraid that it was going to go through very rapidly, and in fact, last Friday, we discovered on the Senate Judiciary website that, lo and behold, there was a hearing scheduled for Tuesday, which would consider the issue of federal aid to local law enforcement. And I said, uh-oh, that sounds to me like the Local Law Enforcement Enhancement Act, which is federal aid to police on the state level.
Right.
So I sent out a warning for everybody to be aware of a probable hate bill hearing. In fact, I did talk to the spokeswoman at the Senate Judiciary Committee, and she said that the discussion and the resolutions could go over and cover a hate bill hearing yesterday. Well, I got up at 7 o'clock and started watching the hearing yesterday, and fortunately, it did not go into the issue of federal involvement in states' rights in law enforcement for bias and hate crimes reasons. It confined itself to more traditional federal aid to police throughout America.
Yeah.
And so I was very relieved. But I do believe that if we hadn't had a lot of calls coming in, not just from alternative talk radio, but from other religious right and evangelical groups around the country, Leahy, Senator Leahy, the head of the judiciary, could well have very quickly asked for a vote to move the hate bill through, and we could even today be experiencing an attempt to pass the hate bill on the floor of the Senate.
Yes, very, very true, brother. And could you explain to the people why this is so dangerous, how it's been broadened and broadened and broadened in other nations to pretty much eliminate any criticism of government or pretty much criticism of anything, brother? Could you explain to the people how, once they get the hate crimes bill in, how they broaden it and broaden it?
Yes, the way the Anti-Defamation League, which is basically the architect of the hate crimes legislation worldwide throughout the Western world, the way ADL does is what they did in Canada in 1971. They had lobbied there, the northern branches of ADL, which is the neighbor of Canada and the Canadian Jewish Congress, had lobbied about 10 years lobbying Parliament in Ottawa to pass a federal hate crimes law for Canada. And finally, in 1971, just literally hours before the Christmas vacation, even as the MPs were departing for their provinces, homes in the provinces, they were able to get a vote on a federal hate crimes bill, the Human Rights Act of Canada, and they were able to pass it. The ADL got its federal hate crimes law of Canada. Now, at that time, they told the Parliament that, no, this bill will never threaten free speech. This is only about empowering the federal government to be able to put down violent hate crimes in the provinces and to discourage violent hate speech, which incites violent hate crimes, speech that holds up groups to intimidation and hatred and causes acts of assault and so on upon them.
Yes.
But I'll tell you what happened in just a minute when we come back.
Okay, we'll be right back after these important messages, folks. And believe me, this is something we need to get involved in, folks, because if the free speech ends in America, then we're totally lost. Totally lost. We'll be right back. Straight from the Antichrist, folks. That's what we're talking about here. Henchman's justice. Straight from the Antichrist. Let me read you just one sentence here, Reverend Ted Pike, and you can explain this if you would. It says, a bill, and I'm looking in Senate Bill 909, and it says, to provide federal assistance to states, local jurisdiction, and Indian tribes to prosecute hate crimes and for other purposes. So broad you can drive a tractor trailer through it, brother.
Yeah.
Is that right, Reverend Pike?
Yeah, what happens with all of these hate crimes laws, as I said before the break, is they come in with this seemingly benevolent intention of putting down only violent hate crimes in the states, in the provinces, in the Indian tribes, etc. But actually what happens is that once the bill is passed, then the local provinces, the states, federal judges, the circuit judges, etc., are all delivered various cases that come to them, and they are given the privilege of adjudicating on those cases and interpreting this federal law. And inevitably, these liberal judges always broaden the law, setting down new precedents. And that's exactly what happened in Canada. What they set up there very quickly was, we as federal liberal judges, we must do more than just protect homosexuals from physical violence. We must protect them from those cutting words that demean them, that lower their self-esteem and so on. You know, the kind of language that comes out of Leviticus and out of the book of Romans, calling them degenerate and calling
right.
an abomination, you see. So
yeah.
Very quickly, what is touted as a law simply to put down violent hate crimes becomes a speech law, a thought crimes law. And these laws always give power to the federal government whenever they detect bias or prejudice or hate motivating a crime. part of the definition of their federal prerogative is they can come down and they can investigate, they can arrest, and they can punish on the local level. So what you have is you have federal policing powers becoming unified with local policing powers, and that is the definition of a police state.
And tyranny, total tyranny.
Yes.
Federal government doesn't have any jurisdiction in the local areas to enforce police crimes and different law crimes and everything, but of course the American people don't know it, so they go along with it all the time.
Yes.
We're trying to teach our sheriffs this very thing right now. We got a campaign going to educate our sheriffs about their powers, duties, and jurisdiction, and when the feds come to town to enforce their unconstitutional laws, because the feds are limited, very, very limited by the Constitution on jurisdiction on matters in which they can get involved in.
Yes.
Nothing was ever said about law enforcement. So go right ahead, Reverend Ted Pike.
Well, I'll just give you an overview of the really powerful things that have been happening in the last several weeks. Now, when the federal hate bill was brought in to the House Judiciary Committee nearly 2 weeks ago, the fighting Republicans there, which I'm very proud of, they offered something like 16 or 18 amendments, which were all turned down by the Democrats who were attempting to modify, to water down, if possible, this hate bill so that even if it did pass, it wouldn't be as totalitarian as the Democrats want. Of course, the Democrats rejected all of those amendments, but in the last 10 minutes, Representative Steve King of Iowa put in a corker of an amendment. He said, well, if we're going to have this hate bill, at least what we should do is put a very clear statement in there that pedophiles, those who sexually molest little children, will not receive federal protection, special federal protection under this bill. And lo and behold, all the Democrats thought that was an awful idea. They rejected it, and Representative Gohmert just flew into a fury in the last few minutes of that markup session. And he said, you know what this means? It means that if a woman defends her child from an attack by a pedophile, that pedophile, now having special federal protection and rights and services and so on in the eyes of the federal government under a hate law, she will become a federal hate crime, a criminal, a federal felon. She will be facing a possible 10 years in prison, possibly, as a result of assaulting this homosexual, defending her child. And he was just outraged. Now, when that happened, boy, did my antenna go up when I was watching the markup hearing. When I saw that, I said, boy, they have given us an issue here now on a silver platter. They have made it very clear that this federal hate bill intends to protect pedophiles under the umbrella of its special protection. Now, the next day, the following Monday, the bill went before the floor of the House of Representatives. I guess it was on Tuesday, and in the Rules Committee hearing just before it went to the floor of the House, feisty Republicans again were on the attack, and they said, "Well, hey, let's if we're going to ask for pedophiles to be excluded, why don't we ask also for dozens of other kinds of sexual deviants?" And one of them said there's something like 547 different types of paraphilias or sexual perversions and deviancies which are listed by the American Psychiatric Association. So these Republicans were demanding an amendment, further amendment on the bill in the Rules Committee, that more and more different categories of perversion be denied special federal protection. Well, Representative Alcee Hastings, who is a very strong hate bill supporter, he got up on the floor of the House of Representatives and he very boldly said, we are going to protect, under this hate bill, not only race and gender and religion, etc. He said, we are going to protect all 547 of these paraphilias, which include pedophilia. We're going to protect them all so that these people at last will no longer have to live in fear. Now, when he said that,
I wonder if he's a pedophile himself.
Well, I knew when he said that, that the Lord had given them into our hands. Because then I had already been on the radio. I had already written articles at the end of the previous week shouting to the world, this is a pedophile protecting hate bill. But, boy, when Al C. Hastings came along with that clear statement, not denying a thing and admitting it to the world and to Congress.
Yeah, going to protect pedophiles and all the other sexual deviants out there.
Yeah, then I knew.
That just raises my ire, man. Just raises my ire as a cop that's carried little babies that were raped and ripped apart by pedophiles in my arms into emergency rooms. That just raises my ire to where I'd like to get a hold of Al C. Hastings and give him a sample of what it's like to have a pedophile attack you.
Well, you know, I was on, speaking of Phoenix, I was on a big talk show host with Jay Williams. I'll continue that in your hometown of Phoenix, so I'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay. Thank you for being on with us, Reverend Ted Pike. Folks, we'll be right back. This is an evil, evil bill. It's going to end our freedoms, and we've got to get in it. Okay, so get involved in it. We'll be right back. We're back on the Officer Jack McLam program here, and Reverend Ted Pike, I was absolutely shocked to see the old neocon Trotskyite Rupert Murdoch's Fox News interview with Megyn Kelly, I guess it is, and them really ripping up the Pedophile Protection Act.
Yeah.
I wonder
good,
if that is that a gal or a guy, that Megyn Kelly?
Well, she's certainly got some fight. She was extremely angry about that, and
I'll bet she's not on there anymore now because Fox News is, of course, totally biased.
I know it.
There's the neocon Trotskyite system.
Yeah, I don't know quite how she slipped that in, but it got in, and probably many millions of people were able to watch that.
Praise God.
Yeah. Wow. As I was saying, this issue of pedophilia really, really is a visceral issue in the gut of most of humanity. I don't care whether you're liberal or conservative, religious or not. Most people have an absolute contempt for those who rape little children, like you're talking about. As I was mentioning, I was on a Phoenix talk show just earlier last week, and a man called in, and he said if he ever caught anyone, any pedophile attempting to rape his daughter, he would beat him to death.
Absolutely.
And he said he wouldn't care. He wouldn't care how many years
your family.
Yeah, he wouldn't care how many years he had to go in prison. He would absolutely beat the man to a pulp. Now, you see, when I heard Al C. Hastings say this, when I heard that the Democrats in judiciary, the House Judiciary, were rejecting any language which might exclude pedophiles, I knew that I had an issue here, that we had an issue which was much more powerful, much more primal than any of the argumentation that I've used so far. And so I was able to get on the radio immediately after the judiciary hearing and especially after the Al C. Hastings statement and just trumpet from the Internet, from talk radio, whatever, that we've got to describe this now as the Pedophile Protection Act, a bill that is designed to protect pedophiles and 546 other sexual deviants. And unfortunately, I was able to get in touch with Janet Folger, who has a large syndicated talk show, and she saw the vision and realized that must be the central issue now, as well as Traditional Values Coalition. They got on board, and now it is spreading everywhere. In fact, very quickly, WorldNet Daily began to feature articles by Janet Folger dramatizing it and repeating this phrase again and again, the Pedophile Protection Act. I understand that also Rush Limbaugh, Hannity, even Jay Sekulow now are using this kind of language in alerting their people. So what we have to do is we have to build this momentum of this. And I'm not saying that we are anywhere near being able to defeat this bill, because the fact of the matter is that the Democrats, the pro-hate bill Democrats, do have a very powerful majority in the Senate. I mean, it's not as big as in the House, but we have Let me just give you a few figures here. In 2005, the vote was 65 to 33 in favor of the hate bill, and 17 Republicans voted for the hate bill. In 2007, the vote was 60 to 39 in favor of the hate bill, with about 11 Republicans, and now we have maybe a similar number, maybe 8 or 9 Republicans like Susan Collins and Michael Crapo, Richard Lugar, Olympia Snowe, and others who are going to be there joining with 60 Democrats, roughly 60 Democrats, in favor of the hate bill. Now, the only way that we can overcome this numerical superiority is to get such a volume of calls going in, protest calls going in,
right,
especially to the Senate Judiciary Committee this week. And, in fact, Representative King made it very clear in the Fox News interview. He said, the best thing to do now, folks, is not send emails, not send faxes, not sign, online petitions and things like that.
Right.
The best thing to do is to call those crucial 19 members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. And those members, in fact, are listed at my website, which is truthtellers.org. Right there on the action page, you can go not only to your two members of the Senate, but to the 19 members of the judiciary, in fact, the whole 100 members of the Senate, and give them a call. The toll-free numbers are there. We can give those toll-free numbers now, but we've
right.
got to get a huge avalanche of calls going in there that are going to set these Democrats back on their heels and make them realize that they're going to have to give some real serious thought now to their political futures, because this is an issue which is so, as I say, so primitive, so visceral, it's in people's guts. They will not stand for the federal government protecting pedophiles. And if any Democratic member of the Senate gets on record, like the House members did, voting for this pedophile protection bill, boy, I tell you, it's going to take more than 2 years for me to forget that. But by the time election time comes around, we're going to remember. We're never, never going to forget.
Right, brother. Absolutely right. Praise God. Yeah. This is exciting that they've come out and said that this is Alcee Hastings, very evil man, by the way, has said that this bill will protect pedophiles and the 500 and some other sexual deviants that are out there. And
you know,
so,
if people
said that, brother.
Yeah, if people really want to get steamed up about that, just come to my website, again, which is www.truthtellers.org, and I have a dynamic video which we put together just literally the day that Alcee Hastings made his comments, the day after, I should say. We put out a dynamic 9-minute video, and in that I include not only Representative King's demand. This is footage from the hearings. I have Representative King's demand that pedophiles not be excluded. I have Representative Gohmert's outraged statement that means that a woman who defends her child against a rape by a pedophile could become a federal hate criminal. But we also have Alcee Hastings down there. We've really caught him with his pants down, and you can listen to this bold statement by Alcee Hastings defending the hate bill's right to protect pedophiles. Watch that video. It's right there on the homepage of truthtellers.org. You just click on, there's a picture of Steve King, click on, and that'll really get your temperature rising, and bring your friends and show it to your, have your pastor watch it, have people, your local talk show host and others, make sure they watch it and get the word out, because we have got to really, really blacken the reputation of this hate bill. We've tried argumentation. We've tried cajoling these members of Congress to consider how hate laws have taken away free speech in Canada, etc. But this is an issue which is much, much bigger, much more powerful, and I think with God's help we can defeat the hate bill in the Senate if there's such a tidal wave of protests going in.
Yes, I hope and pray that tomorrow morning we'll all be on the phones and we'll be calling our elected things there in Washington, D.C., the senators and the Senate Judiciary tomorrow morning, and don't stop till you've called them all,
yes,
all the Senate Judiciary, and telling them do not vote for the Pedophile Protection Act.
Yeah,
if you have those numbers, could you give them out for us?
Yeah, that's
listeners?
What I was going to give right now. The toll-free number to your member of the Senate or to the judiciary or the Senate at large is 877-851-6437. Again, that toll-free number to the Senate, 877-851-6437. And there's the backup toll number, which is 202-225-3121. Again, that backup number is 202-225-3121.
Okay, brother, not only do we need to do this to stop the ending of free speech in America, but we need to do it because I can't think of anybody that's more hated in America than pedophiles that rape little children and rape continually. We learned as police officers that it takes about 100 rapes of children to catch one pedophile. Yes, folks, I wish that every American could be in my position or a cop's position and go in and find these little babies that have been horribly raped by pedophiles and have to rush them to the hospital to get them sewed up because they're so torn up. And I just wish that everybody could see and not just hear about, oh, the pedophile had home problems, he had a bad mama, a bad papa, that's why he does it. We have to feel sorry for him. Believe me, if you were a cop and had to see what they do, you wouldn't feel sorry for him. You'd feel like taking him out and hanging him. So let's go right back now to our dear brother, Reverend Ted Pike. Go right ahead, Reverend.
Yes, I'd encourage people to get more educated on this subject. Sometimes if you're calling throughout the Senate or the House, you'll find that there are liberal staffers who want to argue with you and say that the hate bill will not end free speech, on and on. And I've come up with a recent article at truthtellers.org. It's entitled How to Answer Pro-Hate Bill Staffers, giving excellent question and answer responses that will help you to be very much more confident in talking to anybody, liberal or conservative, about the hate bill issue. Also at truthtellers.org, I came out with a major attack on the Anti-Defamation League of the Neighboreth. I felt that this was our moment in history to really lay out the crimes against God and humanity and Christianity and against, as you say, little children, the unborn, and so on, as a result of ADL's historic efforts to undermine Christian civilization. Come to Truth Tellers. You can see the latest article on how to best answer the hate bill staffers, but also it's very important you read this definitive article exposing the sins of the ADL, the crimes against humanity by this Antichrist organization. I feel that this is also an important thrust. If we hold up ADL as the architect of this legislation, it's going to cause embarrassment in the Jewish community. ADL, of course, is an adjunct of B'nai B'rith International, an international Jewish fraternal educational organization, religious organization. And if we hold them up as the architects of this hate crimes legislation, and let everybody know it, it can't help but have a dampening effect on their zeal to pass this hate bill, because if the hate bill is passed and ADL and the Jewish community are aligned with it, it's going to be an awful lot of bad publicity for the Jewish community.
That's
in America.
True. Yes, and I have very good Jewish fellow soldiers and police officers that absolutely hate the ADL. They call them the number one hate organization in America. They hate America. They hate Christians. And yet they're the ones that try to pass these hate crime bills to destroy Christianity and to promote pedophilia and everything like that, brother.
Yeah.
Sad. But
well,
my Jewish brothers and sisters are so angry with the communist Zionist and the ADL black brushing them with all these evil things they're doing. They're so tired of having the brush painted on them when they're not a part of supporting hate crimes, or they're not a part of supporting the murder and the genocide of the Palestinians and everything. So it's a shame, but many Jews that I know hate the Zionists and hate the ADL for what they're doing to blacken their names.
Yes. Well, unfortunately, the majority of Jews in America are liberal. In fact, the Associated Press reported that 81% of Jewish voters did vote for the liberal Democrats who now inhabit the House of Representatives. But as you say, there is a relatively small but potent minority of Jews, like
yeah.
Rabbi Lappin of Torah Tradition. In fact, Rabbi Lappin, a number of years ago on Trinity Broadcasting, an international television Christian station, he stated very clearly in warning to evangelicals in America, he said that secular Judaism, meaning ADL, was in relentless attack on Christianity, evangelical
right.
Christians.
Yeah,
and in fact, on his website over the years, he has had a toll-free number in which Christians and conservatives can call if they are being smeared as anti-Semitic by ADL or their Christian observances and symbols are being attacked by ADL. So what we want to do is to the word ADL is a kind of an unspeakable term among Christian conservatives because it sounds like if you're criticizing ADL, you're criticizing God's chosen people, and some big curse out of heaven, thunderbolt out of heaven is going to strike you dead. The
yes,
truth of the matter
not
is
true,
that
it
is not anti-Semitic to criticize ADL and broadcast their sins to the world because that's exactly what Jesus did in his time against the Pharisees, John the Baptist, and all of the great Hebrew prophets.
Amen, brother. Yeah.
Yeah, we have to get working and keep the momentum of this tremendous issue we have. Tremendous positional advantage snowballing bigger and bigger. And so I'm just encouraging people, if you have any venues, whether it's your church, whether it's your blog, whether it's your local talk show or whatever, get the word out that this federal hate bill is a pedophile protecting the bill. Come to Truth Tellers, watch the video of these stalwart Republicans making that claim in the House Judiciary and on the floor of the Senate, and watch Alcee Hastings admitting that in no uncertain terms. He says that this bill is going to protect pedophiles and 546 other forms of perversion so that they can now live without fear.
Yeah.
What's going to happen to the world if pedophiles can now live without fear? That's a very, very frightening admission he made, but it's an accurate admission. The Democrats will not give in on this. They will not put in the simplest language in this bill excluding pedophiles from federal protection. We've got to hang them. These demonic Democrats are taking us into a Sodom and Gomorrah government. We've got to let them know that we will never forgive or forget if they go ahead and vote for this hate bill.
Amen.
So, again, I'll just quickly give those toll-free numbers if you didn't have a pen and pencil or paper handy.
Okay.
The toll-free number to your member of the Senate, and I want you to call them tomorrow morning. Call them before work. Call them during your lunch break. Get the whole list, all 100 of them, but especially the 19 members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. The toll-free number, again, to your member of the Senate is 877-851-6437, and the toll number is 202-225-3121.
Give those once again, brother.
Yes, the toll-free number is 877-851-6437, and the toll number is 202-225-3121. Now, we want you to say two things to your members of the Senate. Number one, please hold hearings on the federal hate crimes bill, S-909. We've got to have hearings. We've got to get expert witnesses in there describing what hate laws have done in European countries and Canada. We've got to get people in there like Robert L. Knight, national hate crimes expert, and others who can give expert testimony from the conservative point of view. But we've got to slow this bill down. We've got to give an opportunity also for there to be free of the Republicans in the Senate to do what they did in the House of Representatives, which is bring forth many arguments, testimony against the hate bill, also to add amendments, do the same thing they did in the House. And what we want to do is we want to see if these Senate Democrats are going to be as obstinate as they were in the House and, again, refuse to add any kind of amendment and clear statement that the pedophiles will not be included under the protection of this hate bill. If they behave just like they did in the House, we're going to again trumpet this to the whole world and let Fox News and the media, Christian conservative media especially, know, like WorldNet Daily, that this thing is totally out of control, and even make a bigger fuss than we are right now. I say if Christian conservatives can have a huge IRS Tea Party several weeks ago protesting the tax laws, they can certainly do the same thing against the hate bill.
Amen, brother. And folks, listen, call tomorrow morning. Remember, for all of you on the West Coast, it's 3 hours later there, so it's almost noon. If you don't call early, and tell them do not vote for the Pedophile Protection Act, and then wait a day and call the next day, folks. Call the next day and tell them, call on Friday and tell them the same thing. Isn't that right, Reverend?
Absolutely.
To keep calling.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't be discouraged also if you can't get through. It's actually a good sign. It means more people are calling. But
good.
Get those calls in there and make some real time this week.
Okay. Thank you, brother. We're totally out of time for tonight. God bless everybody out there. And don't forget your...